We Energies says it would pay about $6 billion for Integrys, as well as $3 billion to assume the debt of the Chicago-based firm. We Energies CEO Gail Klappa would head the combined company, which would be headquartered in Milwaukee, while Integrys CEO Charlie Schrock would stay around for a while and then retire. Other top Integrys executives may leave too. Klappa did not mention any layoffs of lower-ranking employees, but did tell investors about eventually finding efficiencies.
Certainly over time, as we share best practices across the seven utilities in the group, we'll find some additional efficiencies, and those additional efficiencies will help us hold down the trajectory of rate increases. There's no question about that.
It's the potential for later rate increases that concerns Kira Lehrer, acting director of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. She especially wonders if Wisconsin Public Service customers will see their bills go up.
The average residential rate for We Energies customers sits at above $90 a month right now, and for Wisconsin Public Service Corporation residential customers, it's about $77. So one of the things we're wondering is which direction are the rates for the new company going to go if a new company gets approved.
But We Energies says the plan is to keep the two electric utilities and their rate structures separate. The deal still needs approval from four states, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan, and three federal agencies. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.